Richard wrote Devil Woman, he was surely using this woman as his template. She's spry, fly, lucid and luscious, and I believe she once shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Run for your lives, it's Joe Brand! So, Joe Brand.
Hello.
Travelling Joe Brand, because on the few occasions us showbiz people meet, you amongst others are always breathlessly on your way to or from somewhere. Do you live on the road? Is that your thing?
I do just about, and it means that I don't have to do any washing up in my flat or Hoover.
Handy. So, is it like the old rock and roll thing, where you're always on motorways and around and about? Do you eat trash all the time and stuff?
Well, I eat trash all the time anyway, but you can get even more in a service station at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, you don't really go to service stations at 2 in the morning.
I do.
What are service stations like at 2 in the morning?
Well, they're very weird places because they're full of such odd people. You know, you've got like the whole range. You've got some. Well, I remember one night we came in and we saw this table full of men with white shirts and bow ties on, and we all had a bet on what they were, and I won because they were boxing referees. And,
a restaurant full of boxing referees?
Well, about 10 of them, yeah.
How much had you had to drink when you saw all these boxing referees there?
About 47 pints.
A normal Joe Brand, isn't it?
But
you really do, this is no comedy bit, you actually live that kind of lifestyle, late night, trash, roadside.
Absolutely. Watford Gap's always the best one for breakfast because their eggs are fried in about 4 gallons of lard.
And that's okay by you?
That's up my street,
Because just I know something about you too.
Oh dear.
But yeah, amongst many things. But travelling by car is your preferred thing, yeah?
It is, really.
Because? Yeah. Come on, fess it up.
Oh, because I'm scared of flying.
You really, really are, aren't you?
I really, really am.
How does it manifest itself?
Just by me going, like that, every time I get on a plane.
Really. So you've never flown, is that it? Oh, you have, you've been on.
I have flown, yeah. The main thing is, like, I collect sort of scary stories of flying, and they just wind me up. Very quickly, a friend of mine was trying to land at Athens once, and they went in and the plane was blown off course. The pilot went in again and just went straight up, came over at the sort of intercom and said, "I'm sorry, everyone, I just lost my bottle." No. Seriously.
Just people tell you that because they know you're scared of
it. And the whole plane just went, whee! You know, if you can imagine.
Have you ever done anything to alleviate this?
Yes, I've been on a Don't Be Scared of Flying course at Heathrow.
There is no such thing.
There really is, with 200 other people that were, like, scared of flying. And you start off in the morning, you have this very handsome airline captain called Douglas. He's got to be called Douglas, so it doesn't work. And he comes on and gives you these sort of weird statistics, like you're more likely to be trampled to death by, you know, a herd of donkeys than you are killed in a plane crash. And then, of course, the door opens, how the donkeys come in. The best bit about the whole thing is that at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you've had a whole day of talking. They make you get on a coach, go to Terminal 1 and get on a flight for an hour. But the worst thing is you walk through Terminal 1 and everyone that works there knows who you are. And they're all going, "Look at those sad buggers." So we all sort of sneak through, got on a plane. And the thing was, I actually realised when I got on the plane that I wasn't that scared because it was like a scene out of Armageddon. There were women crying and tearing their hair out. There were men completely white knuckles refusing to move, you know.
The plane actually goes somewhere.
Plane goes up, yeah. Very strange smell from the whole way around as well. Because it was fear, I think. And old Douglas actually flying the plane, sort of coming over the intercom the whole time telling you what's going on. Yeah. You know, very weird.
You feel, it sounds like a straight line to a comedian, but do you feel unlucky? Are you naturally disaster prone? Do you have disasters in your everyday life?
Yeah, I do. I locked myself out of my flat today and had to go and find a thin person to get through the window for me. Nightmare. Yeah, I do have a lot of disasters, but sort of totally unpredictable ones. I mean, the worst one I've had in the last couple of years is I actually dyed my hair, because I'm a bit vain, secretly. And I was allergic to the dye, and my face just went up, if you can imagine, more than this. Like the elephant woman, you know. And my eyes closed up, I went blind for 2 days.
When did this happen?
About 2 years ago. Yeah. And I was in hospital sort of on intravenous, you know, hydrocortisone and God knows what else. And I remember getting a cab to the hospital, and tried to disguise it with sunglasses when my break out here. You know, and the cab driver just thought, elephant woman with sunglasses.
Yeah. Joe, you've dipped your toe in the waters of literature. You've written a book. What is it, Joe?
It's called A Load of Old Balls, and it actually wasn't my idea, that title. I wanted to call it A Load of Old Bollocks, but they wouldn't let me. You know, to tone it down for the old grannies going into Smith's,
don't you? That's an interesting distinction between balls and bollocks.
I know, I think they thought...
In the market research, they must have done it.
Exactly.
That, yeah.
Balls is nice, bollocks ain't. I think that's what they thought. Well, it was based on a book that came out last year, which is a ranking of the 100 greatest men in history by some American history professor.
Yeah.
And mine's based on that, but it's 50 blokes, and no way are they the greatest men in history. They're just a bunch of blokes to have a bit of a go at, really.
Who's in there?
Take that.